Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Hey, that's me. Thank you very much, and welcome, Husky hockey fans, to another edition of the Mel Pearson Show. Good morning to you, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm fabulous, actually. So, great day in the Copper Country. A little cool this morning. Had some frost on my car. Wasn't expecting that, but anyway, looking forward to the next hour.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. It was a very exciting weekend of Huskies hockey in the home-and-home series against Northern Michigan. Things didn't go our way on Friday night, certainly went our way on Saturday night, and really was a complete turnaround, a mirror image of each other in a way. One good for us, one bad for us.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the best way to describe it. You know, when you look at the shots on goal, power play goals, sort of how the game went. We scored the first goal. We scored the first goal at their building, ended up losing. You know, they scored the first goal at our building, ended up losing. Great crowds. I mean, I guess that's the best way to describe it, mirror image. But we don't necessarily like that.
Right.
You know, you always go on the weekend, you know, you want more. And I think the expectations are high with this team. And they were disappointed. I mean, we were out of that locker room in a hurry on Friday night. There was not a lot need to be said, and we got on the bus and got home and went back to work. And it's good to be at home. It's tough on the road. That was our third straight game on the road, and you go probably from the smallest building in our league as far as the building, ice surface, everything, to one of the biggest. So it's quite a change. You know, it's not like we talked about before where football have your standard size or basketball. It's unique in hockey where you get those different dimensions in the ring. It's not an excuse, but it takes some adjusting.
Friday night, you were talking about the bus leaving quickly and everybody just wanting to get out of there and forget that. The guys did a great job Saturday night forgetting about Friday night, or maybe they used it as a motivation.
Well, I think combination. You have to get something out of the game the night before, but at the same time, you have to let it go. And that's the beauty of our sport, where you get to play back-to-back nights like that. And if you had a tough night, it's nice to have that game right away again the next day, where you can come back and prove yourself that the night before wasn't how you really want to play or will play. And I thought it was important that we had that game the next day. Can you imagine if you played like that and you have linger all week and before you get another shot, whether it's in, some sports have it that way. And I just, and we do too, I guess, if you have a tough Saturday night, it's a long week till the next Friday. But I'm glad we had that game on Saturday, because our guys were ready and anxious to get on the ice and get back at them.
You know, going back to the Friday night game, when you talked to us after the game in your coach's corner, I had mentioned to you how, from a fan's point of view, we looked scared bringing the puck up. It just didn't look comfortable. You know, guys like Cliff Watson that, always look so confident and they always make the right play, just didn't look like he was confident in himself. And as you watch the film on that, does that come across at all, Coach, or how does that all work?
I wouldn't use the word confident. I think it was just deliberate a little bit, casual at times. We just held on to it too long, and part of it is our forwards weren't in great position to receive the puck, so now all of a sudden you're holding on to it and looks like you don't know what you want to do.
Sure.
With it, even though you do, but the things have shut down. So we've always taught our defensemen to try and make good plays and instead of just throw it off the glass and try and make a play, and sometimes they're not there and you have to take that option, and it's hard for our players don't want to do that. But, even Saturday at home, when there's a few times where we just have to move it instead of trying to do too much. But so confident wouldn't be the word that comes to mind. Maybe just deliberate, casual, you know, that lack of urgency that we're talking about. You need to play with, and Cliff's, you know, and Cliff played well. You know, he's an anchor back there for us.
He's unbelievable. He's so much fun to watch.
You know, he's
jumping up on the play more too, which is, you know, every once in a while. I know you don't like that, do you?
Well, no, it's okay. You know, as you saw, and we'll get to Saturday's game, but we had two defensemen, you know, leading the rush, and that brought me back to my Michigan days when we had Jack Johnson, who plays with Columbus now, and Matt Hunwick, who plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're up ice on a 2-on-0, and we're just looking like, you know, what are we doing? Because you can't always trust the forwards to cover for you and play defense. So, we'll get into Saturday's game. It's okay to join the rush, and we encourage that for a defenseman. That's your back checking. If you're not moving up with the play, or at least have one defenseman trying to join the rush, then you're not back checking. So that's where you have to work, and you can get lazy as defenseman, just sort of straggle up the ice instead of, you know, push the pace and move up right behind the play. And sometimes we get a little too anxious, and that's the thing with us. We have to make sure we make better decisions when to jump in the play and read the situation and whatnot. So, we give them some room. You know, they'll be flying, those guys.
All right, well, let's go to Friday's game, and we score early, 2:28 in. We get a faceoff down inside of their zone. Great draw win by Mike Neville, who ends up scoring the goal, and obviously that's a play off of the faceoff.
Yeah, it's a design play, and I like their faceoffs for the most part. We got a couple goals off faceoffs this weekend, and that's important. If you can do that, that really helps your team. But good shot by Neville. Didn't fool around the puck. Just Alex took a shot and sort of got blocked, didn't get through, and puck was there, and Neville just took his time, got on his backhand, and let her go. And I don't know if he knew he scored. It was really looking at the net, but Johnny on the spot, he did a good job.
Here's a draw one. Patan will shoot. Rebound is there. Scores! Oh, what a goal by the Huskies! Mike Neville with the backhander got the goaltender Tolvanen off guard and went right over his shoulder. Huskies win the draw, and they capitalize on that draw win. 1-0 Michigan Tech. 17:32 left to go in the first period.
You know, it looked like everybody kind of got misaligned, is what I called later on, defensively for Northern. After the shot got blocked, they were kind of waiting for that shot to get through. It didn't get through, and all of a sudden, right, Mike Neville's right there.
Well, I think everybody's looking for the puck. Where is it?
Sure.
And just there's just that little hesitation, and it just happened to come right to Mike. And we had a few goals this weekend where we were at the right spot, the puck came there, and we capitalized on a few. Others we didn't, but that's the way you want to start on the road. You know, you're in there, you get the first goal, you get off to a good start. You take the crowd out of it, and a goal gives the team energy. So I thought that would help us, give us some energy to play. And for the most part, I thought we had a pretty good first period.
We get that penalty. Alex Gillies goes off for a holding call at 7:18. And right from that point, it kind of turned the tide for us, didn't it?
You know, and that's, that's a good point, because we were playing well. And the couple things that are going to take you off your game would be, obviously, if you give up a goal and or a penalty. And I just didn't like the call. I mean, we looked at a tape, and Alex Gillies got a holding penalty. There's nothing going on. It's a good game. He's got two hands on a stick. Their guy sort of reaches around and grabs Alex's stick and then sort of falls down because he's a little off balance. And the referee who's way behind the play, there's a referee in the video just standing there watching, doesn't make the call. And so now you get some guy three quarters of the way down the ice making the call on that, and it, because the guy, you know, I don't think he just saw the whole situation. But anyway, regardless, you know, we killed the penalty, but it does take some momentum away from your team.
Sure, because Casey Perper then gets the a bit of a gift of a goal. I still can't figure out exactly what happened. I did not see the replay on this, Coach, but again, help us describe it. It caromed off the end wall.
Net. He took a shot, and Liebringer blocks it, so it goes off the end wall, and took a really strange bounce out front of Jamie, and it sort of goes off Jamie and is lying in the crease there, and Jamie has no idea where it was. And they got a couple breaks or gifts in the game on Friday night, and that's one thing. We didn't have a lot of puck luck. We talk about that a lot, and just the key times in the game where we had some real good pressure, and their goaltender played outstanding, and then you know, they had two basically goals that you or I could have put in, Dirk, and that was one of them. Just a real bad bounce, real bad break for our team.
So that tied it up at 11-12 of the first period. Casey Perper gets his first of a season. Troy Loggins and Zach Diamantoni get the assist. It's 1-1 at that point. We go to